Atlanta couple caught up in New Zealand volcano eruption have both died from their injuries. By Mahita Gajanan. An American couple have now both died from injuries sustained last month in a volcanic eruption in New Zealand, according to authorities. New Zealand police said Thursday that Pratap Singh, 49, died at Middlemore Hospital in Auckland from the burns he suffered in the volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island December 9, 2019. He becomes the 21st person to have died due to the eruption, police said. Singh's wife, Mayori, who was also injured in the eruption, died at the same hospital on December 22nd. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department confirmed that another American citizen injured in the volcanic eruption had passed away but did not release the victim's identity. "We extend our sincerest condolences to the families of all those lost," the agency said in a statement to Time. Police said in December that about 47 people were on the island at the time of the eruption. Of the 47 people, 9 were American. At least 2 other Americans, Berend Hollander, 16, and Matthew Hollander, 13, died in the eruption, along with their parents. The couple, who were from Atlanta, are survived by 3 children, including an 11-year-old son and 6-year-old twin daughters, according to a statement from their nephew, Vic Singh, released on behalf of the family. Pratap Singh suffered 55% body burns in the eruption, Singh said in his statement. Mayori Singh, 42, who was admitted to the hospital with 72% body burns, died after a 13-day battle. Vic Singh remembered Pratap, who was nicknamed Paul, as a dynamic leader, genuinely kind-hearted, very spiritual individual with a charismatic personality known in the Metro Atlanta community for his philanthropic and social service activities. "My Uncle Paul will be remembered as an invincible businessman, a passionate social worker and educator, a transparent decision maker, an event liaison, and a celebrated member of the Indian American community," he wrote. "He was the best father, best guardian, best brother, best uncle, best volunteer, and the best friend anyone could wish. The entire family grew and thrived under his leadership." Singh said Mayori Singh was also a beloved member of the American Indian community in Atlanta and a great cook. "I'm sure that anyone who enjoyed any of her meticulously prepared handmade meals, Indian, American, Italian, or Mexican, can certainly vouch for her. She was one of a kind. We love her. We miss her so much," he wrote. Singh also criticized White Island tour operators for not providing proper safety equipment, which he believes could have saved his relatives' lives had it been available. "I seriously request and encourage volcano tourism in New Zealand and around the world to charter proper safety equipment, including appropriate heat-resistant gear and clothing, safety glasses, helmets, and face masks," he wrote. "Tours should not be operated without comprehensive disclosure of risks associated and a complete assessment of geothermal and seismic activity."